This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Mike McCarter from the Greater Idaho Movement on with us. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
So wanted to talk again as ballots are out. Voters are considering how to mark them before they turn them in with that Tuesday deadline looming. I wanted to take an opportunity to talk with you again about the proposal on the Douglas County ballot. I guess before we get there, kind of give us a snippet of what your goal is with what you've been working on for the last few years.
Well, we started in January of 2020, actively asking county by county through Eastern and Southern Oregon, do you want to start looking into potentially moving the Oregon-Idaho border to basically the base of the Cascades and then over south of Lane County all the way to the ocean. So currently, eight counties have voted in favor of it. The last five have been an average of like 62%. And so now we've got Douglas, Josephine, and Klamath counties voting in this current election right now, and asking similar question.
And for voters in Douglas County, talk more about that specific ballot measure and what they're being asked.
Well, that ballot measure, there was a ballot measure put on in November of 2020. The county commissioners put it on as an advisory question, asking a similar question to it. And it did not pass. We learned from that particular thing that our message was new. We needed more advertising to get the word out, more discussions, things like that to get people to understand it. So this actual petition, we turned in 3,600 signatures to get it onto the ballot. And it's saying, you know, basically, should the county commissioners or the county expend funds to promote the change of the border such that Douglas County would become a county of Idaho?
And as you've been working on this, talk about the response. I'm sure some people, the first time they hear it, are a little bit surprised, thinking this is something kind of a new idea.
Yeah, it is a new idea. It's not an idea to start a new state or anything, you know, similar to that, because that's even a bigger mountain to climb than what we're, you know, talking about. But more and more people are looking towards Idaho because of their traditional values that we in rural Oregon take and hold dearly. You know, our faith, our family, our freedom, our self-sufficiency. And, you know, we're thinking, well, maybe it'd be a good idea to become part of Idaho without having to pick up everything and to move with it. Because we've gone in and we've looked at facts and figures. The average Oregonian would save over $1,700 a year in taxes becoming part of Idaho, including the Idaho sales tax. The cost of living in Idaho is much lower than the cost of living in Oregon. Oregon only has two states currently that have a higher cost of living in the United States. Oregon ranks 48th on that list. People are talking about parental permission, parental guidance, control of their own children, and the school systems that the kids go to. Idaho is way up there compared to Oregon. Second Amendment rights. Idaho is one of the top states supporting Second Amendment rights. And Idaho doesn't have these overbearing mandates that tend to come down from the governor and from the legislature on us. So there's a lot of positive things about becoming part of Idaho.
And obviously, a complex process. There would be many more steps ahead. If voters in Douglas County were to say yes to that, where does that move things?
Basically, it adds to the other counties that are voting in favor of this to move the message up to the Oregon legislature. Now, the Oregon legislature is where the decisions have to be made, because the process is established in the Constitution that if the state of Oregon and the state of Idaho come together and form an agreement or a compact about moving the border, it thus goes back to Congress for approval. And so each time a county passes this, it's twofold. It sends that message up to the state legislature, but it also gives the county a head start on the negotiation process. Because if there's important things with Douglas County that people want to make sure that are included in the negotiations, then that needs to be done ahead of time before the negotiations start. Because everything, water rights, land rights, licensing, all kinds of these things can be grandfathered in a negotiated agreement. So it's a head start for Douglas County when this passes.
So do you think then is this going to be simpler than maybe some people think when they look at all the different potential elements that have to be dealt with?
I think it's sort of like eating the elephant. You've got to take it one bite at a time. With it, there are a lot of details that have to be worked out, but they're not insurmountable by any means. You just have to break it down and take them one at a time and work it out to figure out how school systems are funded, how, you know, roads are funded, how PERS is going to be changed or whatever. So, there's a lot of details, but you've got to start those details being talked about in the legislature and being worked on, because those are the folks that are doing the deciding.
Have you talked to many legislators in Oregon? I'm curious what their response has been to this proposal.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of them on both sides of the aisle, because this is not necessarily a political thing, political party type thing. This is a values movement. And so I talked to both Republican and Democrat. A lot of the Republican legislators, they're concerned with the election that's going on and the red wave pushback and taking control of the Capitol or of the Oregon direction that the Oregon legislature is going on. And so they're not really speaking out on that per se. Some of the Democrats there, when I, you know, mentioned one like Representative Gomberg off the Oregon coast, I said, you know, the legislature's not listening to our legislators in rural Oregon. And he stopped me right on the spot. He said, Mike, they are listening. They hear what you're saying, but you're just getting outvoted. And it's quite that blatant. So I'm thinking that a lot of this will come to a head as the election gets closer to the general, through the primary and into the general. We've been working on it for 2 years. We're not going to stop. We're going to continue on. And so it's an ongoing process.
So are there other counties that you're hoping to see similar measures on this fall?
Oh, yes. We've got two more identified. One is Wallowa, and one is, it's out of my head. It just jumped out of there. On it. It's up in the Heppner area, Morrow County on it. We're working towards Umatilla County, working towards Gilliam, some of these other eastern Oregon counties. But if you look at the map on greateridaho.org, you see that pretty much all of southeast Oregon is already past it and coming up into the north part on the eastern side. This election that's coming up is critical, because I kind of look at Douglas County, who was our first love and responded to us with a huge rally in 2020. It's a gateway to the south, to southern Oregon, gateway to the southern Oregon coast, because when this border moves, all of a sudden Idaho has got beachfront property and a deep water port.
Mike McCarter from Greater Idaho. Final thoughts for voters as they consider this for next Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, I've received some hate mail die and move to Idaho and stuff like that, which is fine. I'm saying if you have an opinion, vote. If you say, no, I don't like this idea, then vote no. But if I do like the idea, if I want to start looking at it, and that's what we're asking, open up your eyes and take a look. Because we happen to have, we're blessed to have a more conservative, traditional value state right next to us. So take a look at it. If you got questions, go to greateridaho.org.
All right, Mike McCarter, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you very much.
844 News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.